Roger speed.
Getting you up to speed on all things motorsports.
It's Race Time Radio.
And back with you live tonight from...
Oh, I want to play that song again. A little Phil Collins.
That? Yeah, well, you got to... You want to go like that, too, while you do it, right?
Eastbound fans are used to a little bit of Metallica here, but...
Phil Collins. Anvil was playing last night. You know where they stayed? You know where they stayed?
At the Holiday Inn Express.
The Holiday Inn this morning. Jerry, Josh... Or, not Josh, see? Look at that. Josh is having a beer. Go ahead. Jerry and Brad and I... in the lobby, getting ready to head out to the racetrack, and who did we see but the guitarist sitting right across from us. I said, how'd the show go last night? He said, I love Newfoundland. This place is rocking. He loved it. Right, Jer? He had a ball.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't say enough about it, and I have to say, from our perspective, we've had one of the warmest welcomes I think we've had anywhere, Joe, here in Newfoundland, and thank you to everybody for the incredible welcome.
And the hospitality. Hey, I got a newsflash for you. If you're a NASCAR Xfinity race fan... and your PVR in the race, I don't want to spoil it for you, so plug your ears. I'll give you a couple seconds. There you go. That finger in one ear, that finger in another. Got to tell you who won the race. It's near and dear to my heart. I can guarantee you that. Michael McDowell goes to victory lane in an RCR prepared number two today at Road America. So how about that? The 95... Yeah, in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series.
Tell the fans here at Eastbound how special that is for you as a father.
It is incredibly special for me. My son actually is a spotter for that team.
Now, you told me earlier when they get on the plane, they will be actually tuning in here.
They will be.
Yes.
They'll be having to listen to it, so we've got to congratulate the whole team. I know you guys are tuned in.
Now, Pat Squires here is a huge Tony Stewart fan and actually is the owner of the last Home Depot car. That was the pace car last year for a few events as part of the Pat Squires collection, one that he holds dear to his heart. A lot of Tony Stewart fans here in Newfoundland and Labrador, and he took the checkered flag a couple weeks ago, and I know Tim Terry went off the wall. A lot of Jimmy Johnson fans here as well, and, of course, Junior fans.
Oh, yeah, everybody loves Junior, and hopefully he gets back in the race car before the end of the season. He's definitely going to be out for the next couple weeks. But back to Tony Stewart. Was with Tony Stewart for his very first sprint car win. He did that at Asuikan in Canada, in Ontario. He did it in the World of Outlaws. Racetime Radio was there live, and Tony Stewart joined us for that. And for quite a few times... in and around the events at Asuikan. And the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals are coming up this year. Casey Kane was up. Clinton Jeffrey and all those guys at Asuikan came on glued this time around. And Tony Stewart is the real deal. Got a chance to meet Tony. And my son Joe Jr. on the broadcast team at that time was over at Tony's hauler. And we threw it to Joe at the hauler with the arrangement in the pit area there and the equipment we had at that time. The signal was going in and out. Tony Stewart was really having a lot of fun with Joe Jr. And he said, give me your headset. I'll put it up on the hauler roof here. We'll get signal. Come on, get up here. So, yeah, they had a lot of fun. And Tony Stewart's a real deal. Going to be sad to see him retire out this year.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's not done winning. And I don't think we're done seeing Tony Stewart. Maybe he's going to start doing a lot of stuff he loves to do.
Maybe he'll retire to Newfoundland and Labrador and become a household name here. You know, it may cost us a few dollars, but maybe in the future here at Eastbound. I know what if we do bring in a celebrity driver, it could be possibly a Tony Stewart to Newfoundland.
Yeah, dynamite guy. Couldn't go wrong. If you got smoke to come up here, you would really enjoy it. So many good drivers.
So I got a Josh Collins story for you, Joe.
Good. Fire away.
We're at the Governor's Cup. Big race at New Smyrna this past November. And we're at Denny's. And the whole team's there, and they all got their 56 hats on. And there's a lady there sitting with her husband eating her breakfast at Denny's. And the lady comes up to me, she goes, are you guys a race team? And he said, yes, we're racing at the Governor's Cup at New Smyrna today. And she was like, wow. She said, I'm from the hometown of Tony Stewart. And Tony Stewart's my man. And he's retiring this year. And I need a new driver. So I took my hat off. I gave her the hat. And Josh Collins actually autographed it for her.
Nice.
She's now called Nan Collins. She follows Josh. She's probably listening right now. She is a super fan of Josh Collins and actually ended up coming down to the World Series of Asheville for us. And she's probably one of the biggest supporters of the 56 team out of the United States. And it's amazing as Josh has been around and picking up fans from everywhere. We talked earlier about fans and the synergy and the excitement and, you know, having your driver. I remember my first Daytona 500 and I was sitting next to a junior fan. And Junior got taken out, and of course the tears, the energy. NASCAR fans are probably the most amazing fans in the world, and until you go to a Daytona 500 with 250,000 fans, it's one thing to experience, and it's something that's growing here in Newfoundland and Labrador. NASCAR is now on the rock officially, and a lot of teams now have a lot of fans, and you look at their Facebook profiles, and some of them got a couple thousand out there, but you know, even the Bandoleros got their fans, and it's all about the fans when it comes to stock car racing, and we're really excited what the movement here in Newfoundland and Labrador has been, and I know having you here this weekend is a big part of bringing it up to the next level.
Well, thanks so much, and we totally enjoy being out here. The sport itself, the right to the very top levels of the NASCAR Sprint Cup and Xfinity Series and truck racing. We're going to see Canada's biggest NASCAR weekend next weekend, the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series coming in to Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. It's the Silverado 250 weekend. We can't wait for that. We're going to be trackside next weekend, Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, and we'll be on the air with SiriusXM NASCAR Radio doing some live cut-ins and helping our friends over on Channel 90. But we've got a lot to be happy for in Canada. It's drivers and tracks like this that make Canada excited about racing and the opportunities that it creates in the future. We got drivers like Cameron Haley. First time I seen Cameron Haley was out in Edmonton at Edmonton International Raceway, another NASCAR home tracks. I was out there covering the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series at that time with the IndyCar Series. It was the Honda Indy Edmonton. Went out, did the day stuff. Of course, no lights at the road course in Edmonton back in those days. Everything took place through the day. As soon as track activities completed, I said to my wife, come on, let's go out to Edmonton International Raceway. Got to get my short track fix. Went out there, and there was a young kid in a Bandolero. No, it wasn't a Bandolero. I stand corrected. It was a Baby Grand back in the day. He also had a late model, and this name just kept coming up each and every 15 minutes, and it was Cameron Haley. Cameron Haley wins. Cameron Haley wins. I went over to interview this young Cameron Haley, and he was only 12, 13 years old, and he jumped out of that Baby Grand, and he was excited, and his parents were. He went from that Baby Grand into his late model, and he won that too. He won six races that night, and lo and behold, he is our only full-time upper-level NASCAR driver out of Canada, and he drives for Thor Sport. He's coming back to Canada next weekend. He'll be driving that number 13, and he's going to join us tomorrow night on the program. I know we all pull for our guys, and that is one. Cameron Haley is from Calgary, Alberta. He flies the Canadian flag very, very proudly. And where did he grow up? On a short track in Canada. He cut his teeth, and now look at him. You're going to hear a lot about Cameron Haley in the days and years to come, and as you are with stars that you're going to see right here tonight.
I know, and like we just seen the Bandolero Series, I mean, the future here in Newfoundland as well as right across Canada. I mean, these youth programs are really building the next level of future drivers. I feel so bad for guys like Brandon McFarland, who entered the sport at a young age. So Brandon is only 20 years old. But, I mean, these kids that are starting at 9 years old, I mean, it's going to be in their blood. It's like, it's just one of those things. It's no different than hockey. You cannot build an NHL caliber hockey star unless you get them on the skates at like the age of five. And what we've seen in Newfoundland and Labrador with our hockey program, we've seen Michael Ryder, Danny Cleary, some really big names now in the NHL. And that was one of the things that Pat Squires had visioned here. When he built this, his famous quote was, you can't have an NHL star without a hockey rink. And you cannot have a Spring Cup Newfoundland and Labradorian without Eastbound. And that is why he bought it. And that's why he built it. And still to this day, that was the vision. And here today, I know he's probably really excited down on pit road for the 18 team. I don't see the 20 car here, so
it's
probably not going to look like the Paddy will be on the track. I know he likes to get out there with the drivers and really see it, you know, up close and personal.
Yeah, amazing. And thank God for guys like Paddy, right? Thank God. We all win as race fans, broadcasters, employees, everyone that supports this industry. We can't do a thing without guys like Pat Squires and, you know, the late John Chisholm. And the list goes on. A lot of great Canadian track owners and people that have invested in this sport. And great to see NASCAR up here now. We're getting a lot of influence. And trust me, it's a two-way street. It is a huge two-way street. And as much support as we've been given, watch what we get back. And that's the way it all works. It's super, and we got a beautiful night here. And I know we got a huge race coming.
And talking about NASCAR here, we are going to get set here for the Atlantic Dodge Dealers Hobby Stock. This is Division II of the NASCAR Wheel and All-American Series. And they are set to go. The 2016 Chevrolet SS Camaro from Hickman Automotive Group is going to lead them around. And we're going to throw it down to Jerry.
And already here is your starting lineup on the pole tonight. It's going to be the number 41 of Brandon Hiscock from St. Thomas Line. Sharing the front row, the number 17 of Craig Reed out of Foxtrap, sponsored by Masterpiece Tile, Vision Contracting, JDM Repair, Avalon Ceramics, and Exclusive Auto. Driving the number 96, sponsored by JDM Repair, it's Kevin Lane out of Mackinson's. Sharing row number... let's put him back with a little into... Row 3, Shane Patton in the number 4 out of CBS, Shane's Auto Works, Akita Equipment, and NL Photo Moto. Driving the number 80 machine from Northern Bay, Cody Johnson, sponsored by Progressive Engineering and Consulting, Bakalu Images, Body Works, BP Contracting, and Kylie's. Driving the number 16 out of Carbonier, Andrew Morgan, sponsored by Hanlon Realty and Butts Construction. Driving the number 24, sponsored by DLL Automotive, Automotive Supplies, Miller Shipping, Mark 1 Sales, and Living Planet Studios. Out of Conception Bay, it is the number 3 of Randy Cable. Driving the number 95, Devin Morgan from CBS, Kennedy Concrete Forming on the race car. Driving the number 78 out of Goulds, it's Mark Best, sponsored by King Lift, Barton's Automotive, Tulk Tire, Speed Pro Signs, and Edward Collins Contracting. The number 44 of Robert Patton out of CBS, sponsored by Akita Equipment, Shane's Auto Works, NL Photo Moto, Five Star Movers, and T&D Trucking. The number 98 is Jordan Abbott, also out of Conception Bay, sponsored by Shane's Auto, NL Photo Moto, and Sunset Motel. Driving the number 65, he's from Paradise, Heat Pump Solutions, and Ray's K&D Grocery on the car, it is Kevin Norman. Driving the number 7, Keith Wall from Portugal Cove, sponsored by D&L Automotive, Automotive Supplies, Miller Shipping, and Living Planet Studios. Driving the 03, Robbie Cable, sponsored by Atlantic Powertrain, Taylor's Fish Market, Foxtrap Automotive, CE Burn Enterprises, Trip In Lounge, SML Contracting, and Weir's Construction. The number 13 of Ricky Heinemann out of Gould, sponsored by Constantine's Engine and Performance, M&N Signs, Barton's Auto, Art Dalton Services, and You Pick Parts, You Pick. Driving the number 9 machine out of Placentia, that's Cody Lake, sponsored by Skyline Contracting. The number 33, also out of Placentia, Shane Collins, sponsored by Skyline Contracting, Edward Collins Contracting, and Universal Environment. The number 38 machine is Jason Gover out of Small Point, sponsored by AMJ Landscapes and Maintenance and Small Point General Store. On that back row, the number 91 is Matthew Drucken out of Paradise, sponsored by Interlock by Design, JDM Repair, and Tire Mart. And running out the field, the number 11 is John Bishop from Harbor, Maine, sponsored by Pickett Gaspar, Cinerama, and Eco HVAC.
Johnny. Dynamite job there, Mr. Paxton. That gets us our starting lineup for tonight's main event. These hobby stocks are going to put a show on, Mike James.
Yeah, this is Tim Terry's favorite class here at Eastbound, and you get a lot of three, maybe even four wide here coming into the corners, Jerry. And I know the last name that you called out there, Johnny Bishop in the 11 car, he was a latecomer here today, and they did not qualify, so they put him in the seat of the qualifiers there earlier on. A lot of Johnny Bishop fans. He is one of the kings from the dirt days, and this is his rookie season back on the asphalt, and he's had a great year so far. So keep an eye on the hard charger that I'm going to call out, Johnny Bishop in the 11 car from Harbor, Maine.
As the sun goes down out here at Eastbound International Speedway, the lights come up, the field is going to double up, and Brad, man, you're overlooking turns 3 and 4. Are you ready for some hobby stock action here at this beautiful track?
We're all set to go here in turn 3 and 4, and I'm sure we're going to see some 3 wide, maybe 4 wide. The temperature's cooled off, the grip on the track will be great, the horsepower will be great. We look for a lot of action in this class, a lot of banging, rubbing, rubbing's racing. We got to get to the front. I look for the 78 car to come to the front.
Well, you got the 44 Robert Pettin and the 78 battling for a championship. They are just within 10 points of each other. I believe it's even closer than that. I don't have the points in front of me, but the 78 and 44, a lot is on the line for Division II NASCAR championship as we count down the races. So, Brad, you're going to want to keep an eye on that neon at 78.
It's the Dodge Chrysler power and the Chevy power battle going to be coming up through this field. Can't help but notice a few NASCAR lookalikes. The 24, the 4 got freaky fast on, same as Kevin Harvick. A lot of NASCAR following in this class.
Lights are out atop the pace car. It heads down pit road. The field in control of the NASCAR starter here at Eastbound International Speedway. Field doubled up. They're coming down. They want a good, clean start. And it looks like we got one, Jerry Paxton. Green flag is out. Contact already.
And down we go into turn number one. Contact is it. Craig Reed in that number 17. Wasting no time as he gets out in front. 3 wide as they come out of 2 down the back straightaway. This isn't going to take long to get crazy.
As they run 3 wide, look at the 78 car making it 4 wide. He loses 3 or 4 positions as he loses a grip up there. Has to work his way back through the field.
Big crossover from the 78 car right in front of the bumper of the 44 car. These guys are battling for championships, Jerry.
And the 78 having to do some fancy driving down the back straightaway. Looked like he was going to get held up as he went down inside behind the number 3 of Randy Cable. So he went back out into the middle. And here he comes down the front straightaway. The 78 machine is just doing his best to get through there. This is really going hard at it.
I didn't bump you. I didn't rub you. I just tapped you. That's what they'll be saying inside those race cars. The number 84 with the big wing out the back, the J.R. Fitzpatrick lookalike kind of looking car at the rear of the field, goes high on the racetrack. Looks like he's slowing down, guys. Don't know if we got a problem on the 84, but we're going to find out.
Meanwhile, it's Norworthy in the 17 continues to lead the field. Along in the second place is the 96 of Lane. The 80 follows through with the 24 lookalike of Wall, the Jeff Gordon lookalike, working over the third place car, looking to take it over, riding along in the fourth position.
Jerry, did you get eyes on that Pettin, Best, and Morgan? 3 wide and just one.
I was watching them go through the turn. I wasn't sure they were going to make it, but they did. And these guys are not wasting any time. They're not wasting any racetrack. You leave them a hole, they're going to jump in there and go.
Meanwhile, Best gets by the 4 car beaten for that all-important points battle that's going on in the field. Meanwhile, the leaders opened up about a 10-car lead over the second-place car, Kevin Lane. The battle continues to go for the third-place position between the 80 car, Cody Johnson, and the 24 car of Wall.
Kevin. Mark Best in that number 78 had decided he was going to try to make the pass on both the 24 and the 80. And he used that chrome horn out front just to try to make a little room as he went down the front straightaway. Now he's trying to thread the needle as they come to 3 and 4.
Rodney Noseworthy out front in this one. He's got a real healthy lead. Kevin Lane's got a lot of open racetrack ahead of him. Clean air for the 96. Traffic jam in behind that. With some contact, Jerry, we got 3 and 4 wide down the back stretch at Eastside.
Mark Best in the number 78 getting very frustrated trying to make his way around that number 80 of Cody Johnson. Johnson will not let him have the spot. He is all over the bumper, rubbing and rubbing. Now there's a little tap going into turn one. Here, let me give you some speed to help you through. There goes the 78 car. He gets around, and he is up behind the 96 now of Kevin Lane.
Meanwhile, the 44 car, Petten, follows the 78 car through. It looks like the 38 car is off the pace. That's the 38 car, Glover, off the pace up on the high side of the racetrack, getting passed by the entire field.
Stephen Guest, the last time by, I said he was fading in the back. The number 84, now he starts to pull up to the high side once again. That car must be having trouble with ignition. It must keep going on and off, because when it's on, that car is dead nuts flying around the speedway. 17 out front, 10 laps in the books, Mike.
And the 78 of Mark Best makes the pass to get around the 96 of Kevin Lane. He's up into second spot as they come around to complete lap number 12. And this is going to be a wild. He has got his sights on the 17, but boy, that's a lot of real estate.
Robbie Cable all the way around got into Morgan, the 16 car. We got caution in turn four.
And that is just what the 78 car Mark Best would be looking for, and something that the 17 car Noseworthy wouldn't want to see, as the caution flag now is going to bunch them back up. And the 78 will be on the outside pole on the restart.
Yeah, that's 78. That looks like one of those coal vaults. It's got one of the wings on the back of it. Beautiful-looking race car. Man, Mike, did these guys put some time into these cars?
I wasn't joking when we go 3-4 with this series. This is, like I said, Tim Terry's favorite series here. It's also one of the favorites for the fans here. They, too, put on a show here. And this is probably the best show of the 2016 season that I've seen. So I don't know if you guys have jacked these guys up, but it's getting really serious out there. Very strong running here by Craig Reed in the 17. The 96 still looking strong, but now you got 78 and 44 side by side. And these guys, they sometimes lose a little bit of patience with each other because, like I said, they are running for the championship just points away from each other. And this could get pretty interesting.
It sure can. And from what we've seen so far, we got a lot of talent out here at Eastbound International Speedway. These drivers coming a long way in a short period of time. Some got their teeth on dirt. Others have cut their teeth right here at Eastbound Park, and they're doing a great job on the racetrack, running 3 and 4 wide. Some contact. You can see some respect, lifting, letting the guy get it gathered back up, but you can see some real, real hard door-to-door racing action. They're doing it here tonight on the rock, and it's a beautiful night. Temperatures on the down low. They're starting to slide a wee bit. We can feel fall in the air.
You got those beautiful NASCAR hoodies now available down in the Spring
That's
Cup.
Right.
So, fans, if you're finding a little chilly out there, there is some beautiful merchandise down there that will keep you warm here tonight.
You got any smoke gear down there? Tony Stewart gear? You got
Tony
14?
Stewart? Oh, yeah. We got lots of
Matt
Tony Stewart.
Kenseth.
Matt Kenseth, we got Jimmy Johnson, Kyle Busch, we got all the die-cast. You know, we spent a lot of time down south, and, you know, these die-casts sometimes go to $80, but here at Eastbound International, we bought so many die-casts that we actually sell them for $40, and these are beautiful die-cast cars. They're available down at the at our official merchandise stand there on the south side. Head on down there, grab yourself a hoodie, grab yourself a flag. We also have green finger foam fingers.
Really?
And that is for when Greg throws the finger for one to go. We always call out the kids, get in part of the show here with Greg and point the finger to the sky, and that means one to go here at Eastbound, and you can grab those foam fingers down at the merchandise stand, but we're going to get ready to go back to action here, Joe.
Yeah, and they got lots of hot food downstairs, too. You got a hunger going? Well, we can scratch that itch as well. I can attest to it. Real good cheeseburger and fries. I got it, and I had it, and I'm stuffed. So good stuff all around here at Eastbound.
Schedule looks like it's going to continue to bring green flag action. Collins is already on the wall. I see Squires moving down pit road now to line up into the 1-2 for the Napa Auto Parts Sportsman for the official launch of the ECC 125. So glad to have you guys. Jerry, you're doing a great job down there. Brad, you got to work on your names, but we'll work on that, Brad.
I've been called worse, guys, so getting a name mixed up now and then doesn't bother me.
No, you're doing good, brother. Side by side as the field begins to double up. Quickie cautions here at Eastbound tonight. Drivers meeting, I heard the director, Bobby. He said, boys, we're going to start getting this right. You guys are going to line up quick. We want a professional show. And I got to say, those drivers all listen to Bobby here tonight because they're doing an admirable job here on the rock. As you got your foam finger, you got to get it in the air because the starter just pointed to the sky. And I don't mean look up. I mean get ready. The loud pedal is about to be squeezed once again. If you don't like three or four wide racing, now's the time to go for a squirt because I'll tell you, it's coming. And it's coming in just mere moments as the field begins to slide their way down the back stretch. D-shaped speedway, banking on the back stretch to give you an idea of what we're looking at here. Third mile racetrack, but tell you what, it's state of the art. They've done a great job, and you got to make your way to Eastbound International Speedway for a night like we have here tonight. Green flag back in the air, side by side, but not for long. We're going to see a whole herd of them.
Oh, contact there.
That was a little helpful push, but we got big problems now. The 24 of Nathaniel Wall got turned sideways in the middle of turn one, and he has collected the number four of Shane Patton, the number 33 of Shane Collins, and I believe that's the 09. I think that's Cody Lake.
Yeah, I think Cody just sort of got it wowed up. The two cars on the high side, I don't believe, had any contact. Who got the worst of that would have been the number 24, the Jeff Gordon Rainbow Warrior lookalike machine. He's got a bunch of spare parts hanging off the front of that race car right now. I've seen him went to, he tried to drive away, Mike, and I could see that nose cone and probably the left front fender sort of wrapping around the wheel. So he's going to need a little bit of assistance, I believe.
Turn one and two was almost like a demolition derby just then. But four cars in the action there in turn one. Nathaniel Wall definitely got some front-end damage there. The bumper is hanging off it there now. So I see Shane Patton, and Robert Patton actually is down on pit road there now. He's got damage on the back bumper. Not sure what happened to the 44 car there.
Well, we've got the hobby stocks here at your NASCAR home tracks right out here in Newfoundland. What do you say we have a look at another NASCAR home tracks in the province of Ontario, Sunset Speedway. And as we have this race on the track, guess what we got happening at Sunset Speedway?
Mark Dilley's golf tournament?
No, we don't. We actually have the super stock feature on the racetrack, and it is complete. How about another first-time winner in the NASCAR ranks? We got Traden Lapcevich, Caden's younger brother.
Wow.
He wins his first tonight at Sunset Speedway.
How old?
Traden, I'm going to say he's probably no more than about 13 years old, maybe 14.
In the Super League?
No, Super Stock.
Oh, Super Stock.
Super Stock. Pretty close to what we're looking at right here, only under a different name. Correct, Jerry? Is Super Stock four-cylinder there too?
No, Super Stock is eight-cylinder at Sunset Speedway. And interestingly enough, Jordan House set the fast time in qualifying there this afternoon in that Super Stock division as well. Just over, and I mean just over, 16 seconds. So they're quick.
Unbelievable action. We'll get you a Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour update as well. I'll have a look through Twitter, and I'll be back to you in just a moment. We'll get you up to date on what else is happening across Canada in racing as you're tuned in on racetimeradio.com. We're coming to you live from Eastbound International Speedway out in Newfoundland, just about 25 miles due west of beautiful St. John's, Newfoundland. What a place. You got to make some trails and get out here. It's a lot of fun. We came in on a WestJet, but you can get here a bunch of different ways. You just can't drive here.
Hendrick's Wheels yacht was in the harbor there the last couple
of
weeks.
Yeah.
A lot
that.
Of people calling me and say, is Rick at the track? And I was like, listen, guys, what he does in his personal life, that's what Rick does. But I believe, you know, he's his boat's in there. What a beautiful yacht he's got.
Yeah, he's got a little boat there, doesn't he?
A little boat,
yeah.
Yeah,
little boat. He's parked it right up. Good spot to eat, too, if you're going to be in St. John's. Never seen restaurants like I've seen here in the last few days. You guys are you're really spoiled. I want you to know that.
Yeah, there's been some award-winning restaurants here. Raymond's actually just got a huge award here right across Canada as one of the top restaurants. A lot of these restaurants are taken right from the ocean, right from our backyard. We're a little bit spoiled, you know. The Red Lobsters out there and the seafood that sometimes you see in California, I mean, some of this stuff could be in an icebox for weeks to come, but a lot of fresh food here in Newfoundland and Labrador.
You know, I want to give a shout-out to Lama Lambswood, one of my boys from Ontario who's actually moved out to St. John's here, but he was the one who turned us to the Yellow Belly Brewery there on a Thursday night. Great dinner and great food. Boy, he didn't steer us wrong.
Well, you can't come to Newfoundland and Labrador without fish and chips. Now, we haven't sent you to Chess's yet. So.
No, we haven't gone to Chess's, but we did go Yellow Belly, and it was awesome.
The Chess's is more fast food, but that's your late-night fix that we're going to have to get you guys a feed of around 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, our flight goes at 5:30 a.m. on Monday.
Who needs sleep?
Yeah, who needs sleep? You're right. We've been running on adrenaline since we got here, and we just love it.
It's a nice 4-hour nap to Toronto.
Yeah.
I like that idea, too. Fish for breakfast.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Well, it's breakfast somewhere.
We call that, Jerry, that's called a scoff.
A scoff.
Oh, a scoff. Okay.
Is that what it is? Yeah. A scoff? Now, eat a whole scoff.
Now, sometimes if it's a house party, you never know what's going to be in the scoff, so it's whatever's in the deep freeze. It could be moose. It could be grouse. It could be... Who knows? Whatever's in the deep freeze and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you put it on the stove.
Yeah, whatever you hit on the way, right? It's in the
little
freezer.
Little salt meat.
We'll have a scoff. Here, how about a Parts for Trucks tour update? Haven't got much for you, but I can tell you, in the Atlantic Tilt and Load Heat Race number 3, familiar face in Victory Lane, guy is really rolling these past few weeks. The number 53, a Cole Butcher, in Victory Lane. But guys, here's not a real huge surprise, but a real good run for the number 8 bobbleheads. Number 8, Vector Aerospace. How about Kent Vincent from the island in second? 91 of Gosby, followed by the 81 and the 21 of Pierce. How about that for a top 5 in the Cummins 150 qualifying heat race number 3?
And it looks like we're getting set to go back racing as the drivers are all doubled up and taking that pace lap. Going to keep an eye on that number 78 of Mark Best. He is really, I'm going to call him Mr. Impatient. He was right up under the 17 of Craig Reed on that last green flag and really helping him into the corner. He was determined to get that 78 out in front. And I think we may see an exact replay here as we get set to go racing again.
Caution lights are now gone. Green flag's in the air. I'm not sure if he's going to let him go here.
It's not in the air yet. It's going to be in the air.
Green flag action.
There you go. Flag. Now it's in the air. Now they can
I didn't
go.
See the finger.
And trouble down the front straight away. That was a battle for position, and they are locked together, headed for the fence. The 78 of Mark Best and the 80 of Cody Johnson. And that was simply Cody Johnson tried to slip inside, and Mark Best was right there, nowhere to go, and... Hey, the left front tire on that car is now completely white. I think that's concrete dust.
Joey McCallum was on that wall waiting for the ECC 125. I think he may have pooped himself there.
Yeah, he could have. He could have.
That happened right in front of him.
Joey likes to be close to the action. He got a nice front row seat to that one as contact happened down the front stretch on the green flag run. Track definitely narrows out when you start getting 2 and 3 wide. And they all start charging for the turn. You can't fit 4 cars into one space. I don't know. We've seen it before, tried Jerry, but it doesn't always work out. And again, it didn't work out.
Well, sometimes I think the drivers are simply not engineers or mathematicians. They can't figure it out, but they try. Well, they'll shoehorn their way in. If you leave them a half a lane, they'll try and make it a full one.
78 of Best now down pit road. Going to get some attention from his crew. He'll be probably looking for rubber, I would take it, Mike. We'll see what the crew does. Looks like they're going to grab a jack.
Came in pretty hard on that front stretch right in front of Joey McCallum there. And, you know, they got to get him back out. I mean, this could affect the championship run here.
Yeah, you don't want to be sitting in the pits, not on a big night like tonight. We have 10 laps in the books. It is the Hobby Stocks on the racetrack. A lot of great sponsors here at this racetrack, including Islander RV. I look over there and I can see K-Rock, A lot of great sponsors all over the place here at this track. You do a great job on those billboards. We can see NTV. I watch NTV at home in Ontario. Only TV channel that you can watch and get a concert in the middle of a show.
Oh, no doubt. They definitely play it up. And that's the Sterling Group, OzFM, NTV, and the Herald. And they do a great job with their programming on the TV side, and big supporter of Eastbound. But, I mean, we got Napa Auto Parts is the big sponsor here for the Sportsman Division One NASCAR. We also got Newco Metals, A1 Automotive, Hickman Automotive Group. Chevrolet is the official truck here at Eastbound Park. You know, we got Bella Line, Pepsi, Coors Light, so many different sponsors out there that are a big part of this track and the future of racing here on the Rock.
Yeah, you're looking for a place to get out, take your girlfriend, take your husband, maybe grab the family. Want to head out to a real cool spot? You want to take in Winging It. You want to do that. It's a great spot. They got lots of locations all over Newfoundland.
Even as far as Edmonton now.
Yeah, looking at Grand Prairie, Alberta. My niece living in Grand Prairie. They're going to open a location there. That's coming. Red Deer, Alberta. Look out. You got a Winging It coming at you.
Maybe you'll retire and open a Winging It. You and Brad.
I'll tell you what.
Brad
good
likes
good food. If I get the recipe for some of those wings, Brad, we can make a lot of money.
Only trailer might eat all your profit, Joe.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. You'd be a good sampler. Is that one good? Yep.
Oh, yeah. That one's good. This one's good. I didn't have a bad one last night. They were all good.
I know. It was a good time.
You know what, Joe? There
were
so many wings laying around because Tim Terry didn't take my share.
Tim Terry. Actually, you know what? It is a tradition. Myself and Tim actually end our night at Winging It on Hebron Road. And the first time he had Winging It, he didn't finish the sampler, which I was quite surprised.
And you know what? Tim Terry actually said to me, Joe, you got to try the sampler. When you get there, do a sampler platter. He said, but be careful. There's a couple on there that you may not want to sample because they're heated.
Oh, yeah. Those ones that you got to sign a waiver.
That'd be my son, Joe Jr. He'd sign a waiver and say, well, I'll sign up, but are you going to give them to me free if I eat them? And he'd be the kind of guy that would eat like a plate of them. I don't know where he gets that fire, but I definitely can't do the hot stuff. As the field begins to double up, just want to give you one more quick update from the Parts for Trucks, or not really from the Parts for Trucks. How about the King Freight Racing? The King Racing, number 13, Kent tells us on Twitter, in practice, fifth after the final practice for Cassius Clark, getting prepared for the Oxford 250 in Maine. That's a huge one. That's still to come. How about this, guys? We got some great races. Got to love this time of the year. As the field is doubled up, they're coming down the back stretch, head off into turns three. Now the exit of four. Green flag is in the air. We're back to racing.
And right away, the number 17 of Craig Reed into the lead as he gets down into turn one and two. They're starting to single file. We're not seeing that three and four wide yet as they sort it out down the back straightaway. The number 96 of Kevin Lane trying to chase down that number 17 of Craig Reed.
Meanwhile, it's the 11 car. John Bishop settles into the third place, settling into the fourth place, the 65 car of Kevin Norman, doing double duty here tonight.
And a little bit of a lead now built up for that number 17 car, the 96, looking for some more room with about a 3-4 car length distance between the front two, the 80 and the 84. Now that 84 car is on the move, starting to work his way up, Jerry. He's probably up into that top 10, if not real close.
Look at car number 13, the rookie Ricky Hyman now. We call him the Hitman. He is looking for a top five finish. We found him earlier in the season. Wanted a legend. I told him to get into the Division II NASCAR, and he's looking great out there in that Sunfire. Now in the sixth position there, Jerry.
He is putting on a good show, and that number 80 of Cody Johnson on the move. He is coming up quick towards that front five. Definitely inside the top 10, still coming. But, boy, they are setting a quick pace up front. Craig Reed in that number 17. He's just driving away from the rest of them.
A little contact there between the 84 and Morgan and the 16 coming out of four. They're a little crossover move from the 84 car there coming out of four.
Meanwhile, Lane and Bishop continue to go at it for the second spot. as they exchange bumpers going down into out of team three and four.
I said earlier on that he would be the hard charger. Johnny Bishop started at the back of the pack and now is in third place.
'65 car, Norman looking over the back bumper. Johnny Bishop's 11 car trying to take the third spot away from him as he rides him fourth, going to the outside of him, going into turn one.
Kevin Norman in the 65 driving hard into turn one there. Little Honda Civic.
Norman all over the back bumper. Bishop again as they come off of turn four. These two have been going at it. Now he looks underneath him going into turn one, thought better of it, and backed out.
Kevin Norman and that Honda just biding his time, trying to find the right time and spot to take it. Looks like he's got the car to do it. He's been up beside the 11 of Johnny Bishop a couple of times, but so far he just hasn't been able to complete it. Here he comes again down the front straightaway. This time Norman gets in underneath. Bishop comes down, takes the lane away, and he's got to back it off.
18 laps complete here tonight at Eastbound International Speedway. We've got ourselves Hobby Stock feature on the racetrack. The 17 of Noseworthy out front of this one. The real gaggle, guys, is in that second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and add them up in behind the 96 car. We got a real battle shaping up there, Mike. I don't know how this is going to end, but you can see it really heating up.
This battle for two between the 96 Bishop and as well as Norman and Cable has been, Hyman's just right there being patient back there, waiting for the right move here. Great on the 16-year-old in the number 13 car.
Now they spread out some distance between a second, third, and fourth spot as it continues to be the 96 sitting in second with Bishop in the 11 car. Still looking on the back bumper, trying to take that position away.
It is nose to tail from second all the way back through sixth as they go down the back straight into turn number three and four.
Brad, did you pick up that on Norman doing a little fishtailing coming out of
doing
three
a little fishtailing because the three car get into the back of him coming up off of four, guys. So now we put another car into the fight for the spot. The three-car Cable continues to push here in the late going.
As the sun continues to set here at Eastbound International Speedway, darkness has pretty well crawled into this racetrack, and the speeds are all going up, and temperature's dropping, but the horsepower is going up definitely with these cars. As the white flag flies on the racetrack, we're going to have a nail-biter, guys, for that second spot.
Craig Reed in that 17 has no problem up in front. He's almost a half a straightaway in front of the number 96 of Kevin Lane, but Kevin Lane has got the 11 of Johnny Bishop all over the back bumper as they come to 3 and 4 for the final time.
They go nose to tail coming off of 2. The 96 hold the position over the 11 with the 65 following up for the top. The three settles in for the top five of the 25-lap feature.
Big win from Craig Reed and the 17 team. Held on all race out in front.
Meanwhile, they're still going at it and maybe not realizing the checkered's out here for second, third, fourth, guys.
I think they just want to run.
Yeah, they're just getting their money's worth out of these race cars tonight. Still got a race going down the backstretch. That driver would be going, wow, look at the cars I'm passing.
I think Johnny Bishop just wants to do a couple more laps out there. You know, he hung in there, did a really good run there from the 11 team. Johnny Bishop started at the back of the pack. He is your hard charger here today. But the checkered flag going out to team number 17, Craig Reed. And he is from Foxtrap, sponsored by Masterpiece Tile, Vision Contracting, JDM Repair, Avalon Ceramics, and Exclusive Auto. Give it up for Craig Reed in the 17 car.
And Craig will do his victory laps and donuts here at the racetrack. You'll be able to hear the tires squealing in the background. There's a happy camper here at the Speedway tonight.
Now, definitely going to play into the championship's points just then. 44 went down pit road. 78 managed to get back out. So there's going to be a big change up now in the point system.
Oh, huge, huge. It may be a great time for us to take a quick break here on Race Time. When we come back, how about it? We got the Edward Collins Contracting 125 coming at
and
you live.
Joe, you're going to want to get yourself a cold Coors Light at the Coors Light Fan Zone.
Sure, could
head
do
down
that.
And grab yourself a burger.
And a sweater.
A sweater at the merch stand. And make sure you use the bathroom because 125 laps, flag the flag.
Can't wait. Right here, live on Race Time. Stay with us.
I'm John Roberts from Speed in the Hub. You're listening to Race Time Radio. From coast to coast, you're listening
to Canada Talks.